We are under the control of the globalists. You and the globalists are sadly mistaken. You are only under the control of the people that you submit to. The socialists, the Zionists, the Masons, the Illuminati, Council on Foreign Affairs, Skull and Bones, Satanists, the CIA, the FBI, ETC, you name it. The foolish people of today are suggesting or insinuating that these groups of people are somehow in control of the rest of us. These people constantly highlight what it is that these groups, allied with hell, are doing to us and what it is that they are going to do to us in the future. For as much as these wicked men and women would love to take credit for having all power over the lives of others, as if to suggest that they are somehow God, I'm here to say that they and others that believe these lies are sadly mistaken. And those only add strength to tyranny by proclaiming it to be so. And at length, it is paralyzing men by using the fear of man and the fear of consequence, which is only diabolical. We are to fear God, not men, nor are we to take counsel from our fears. Psalm 22, verse 28 tells us, "For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations." If in America today you can't see the obvious taking place, which is that judgment is turned backwards, where men in both the pulpits and politics, along with their followers, have now magnified the crime in omitting the law instead of magnifying the law against the crime and establishing righteousness through judgment. In other words, we have the blind leading the blind directly into the ditch. We are inundated with lies that are magnified over the truth, which is only temporary, by the way, and that the devil is somehow said to be all-powerful and is in control over the Most High God and his children is ludicrous. However, I'm here to tell those that you are sadly mistaken. Though we know the mainstream media that covers for these global conspirators, they would love for you to believe that they are what you want them to believe that they are, and they are not. One must remember that these are but mere men that will bow their knees just like the rest of us and answer to their creator just like the rest of us for every thought and deed, again, just like the rest of us. Their riches will not profit them in the day of wrath, nor are they able to save their own souls. Psalm 22, verse 29, "And they that be fat upon the earth shall eat and worship, and they that go down to the dust shall bow before him, and none can keep alive his own soul." How can one be a Christian and not see the Lord's willingness to do for us as he did for the likes of Abraham, Joseph, Moses, Joshua, David, Gideon, Samson, and the rest of them? The Lord said in Jeremiah 33, verse 3, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things in which thou knowest not." If you go to Deuteronomy 10, 17, it says, "For the Lord your God is God of gods and the Lord of lords, the great, the mighty, and the awesome God." And furthermore, Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given unto me." And wasn't it Jesus that said, "Greater works will you do than I did because I go to my Father"? So therefore, there's no excuse on the behalf of those that call themselves Christians, because we are to understand clearly that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. People are simply where they are today because of that which they have submitted themselves to. Nothing more and nothing less. America, as you know it, has now fallen to the judgments of the Most High under the curse because they have refused to act under his blessings. In Deuteronomy 8:19, it says, "And it shall be, if thou do it all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish." 325.7 million people capitulating to a small percentage of criminals that they fail to deal with, that they think and act as if they are above the law. Why? Because again, the people have been conditioned to refuse to hold them accountable to the law. It isn't like the people on a global scale don't know who the guilty are, because we all do, and that by name as a matter of fact. Instead, people just simply refuse to see and act accordingly to the Word of God. In throwing off tyranny and in process, would rather suffer their abuses, period. In the light of Scripture, how does anyone justify the unjustifiable when it comes to saying that we are under the globalist control?
A test of a Christian character is what he does after he comes to the blockade in the road and what his attitude is after everything has left him except Jesus. You will never know down here that Christ is all you need until Christ is all you have left. You will never be able to tell the world for sure what he will do in a crisis unless you learn to live in crisis. Lester Roloff. President Franklin Pierce was right when he stated that the storm of frenzy and faction must inevitably dash itself in vain against the unshaken rock of the Constitution. How right he is. President James Knox Polk said, "One great object of the Constitution in conferring upon the president a qualified negative upon the legislation of Congress was to protect minorities from injustice and oppression by majorities."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Hey, you guys all have heard of an AK-47, right? I want to highlight something here for you, and I just want to see if you're quick enough, you're discerning enough to actually pick up on the message that I'm conveying to you. The American people in the AK-47, does this sound familiar? Did you hear about the AK-47 that was used to recently kill 50 people, friends? 50 people were slaughtered this week with the use of an AK-47. I'm just giving you a parable, if you will. I said 50 people were killed with an AK-47 recently. Did you know that the AK-47 was originated in the Soviet Union? Did you know that the service history of the AK-47 has been since 1949 to the present? Did you know that the designer of the AK-47 was Mikhail Kalashnikov? I did my best, broke it down into syllables. And he designed it in 1946, and it took him 2 years to complete the job. Did you hear about the AK-47 that was used to kill 50 people this week, friends? 50 people were slaughtered this week with the use of an AK-47. I said 50 people were killed with an AK-47 recently. You all heard me, right? The AK-47 was manufactured by Izmash and various others, including Norinco, and produced 1949 to 1959. The number of the AKs built, about 75 to 100 million. Did you know that the weight of the AK-47 without magazine is 3.4 kilograms? That's 7.7 pounds. The magazine empty is 0.43 kilograms. That's almost a pound. And if we go on in continuing the point that I'm making here, did you hear again about the AK-47 that was used to kill 50 people this week? It was terrible. 50 people were slaughtered this week with the use of an AK-47. Again, I'm just using it as a parable, if you will. I'm seeing if people will catch on to what I'm doing here. The length of the AK-47 was a fixed wooden stock, 880 millimeters. That's 35 inches. Folding stock extended is 875. That's 34.4 inches. The barrel length is 415 millimeters. That's 16.3 inches.
The cartridge is 7.62 times 39 millimeters. Anybody tracking yet as to what I'm doing here? The action gas operated rotating bolt rate of fire. The muzzle velocity is 715. That's 2,350 feet per second. Silic rate of fire, 600 rounds per minute. Practical rate of fire of an AK-47 is a semi-automatic, 40 rounds per minute. Full automatic is a 100 rounds per minute. The effective firing range of an AK-47 is about 380 yards. Did you hear about the AK-47, friends, that killed 50 people this week? Again, I'm using it as a parable, if you will. The feed system on an AK-47 is 30 rounds, detachable box magazine. There are also about 5 to 10 to 20 to 40 round boxes as well, and a 75 to 100 round drum magazine available. And the sight on the AK-47 is 100 to 800 meters adjustable iron sights radius, which is 378 millimeters. That's 14.9, okay? Did you hear about the AK-47 that was recently used to kill 50 people this week? Does this sound familiar, friends? I'm not trying to be stupid. It sounds like stuff that you're continuously focused on outside of the one that was actually responsible for pulling the trigger when killing those 50 people. You understand? This is how the media operates. They go through all the specificities of the sorts of guns, what the gun's capable of doing, the stock size, the bullet size, and the damage that it will do, but it never, ever points its finger at the one that's pulling the trigger, does it? Nope. Isn't it interesting? They want you to believe that the person that pulled the trigger is okay. Yeah, we're going to throw him in jail, but we have to get rid of the guns. Do you understand? But yet you look at your said representatives all day long, and they have armed security detail around them protecting themselves from the people that they're supposed to serve. How does the media operate? They continuously highlight the weapons that are used, regardless if it's a gun, regardless if it's a knife, regardless of however they want to spin it. And I'm talking about the spin doctors. They want to get your eyes off of the responsible party. Let me say it again. Some might be asking the question, Bradley, what's your point? The point is obvious. The people have been so conditioned to highlight the weapons and even, again, go into great specificity of the weapons used that they simply overlook the very ones that are making the choice to commit the crime by pulling the trigger. Does that sound familiar? See, they want you to believe somehow or another the weapon is responsible for the crime, not the person that they taught or the mainstream media has taught, or the television programs, or the radio programs, or the games that the kids play today. They want all eyes off the responsible party that actually educated the young people and the old people alike to get their eyes off the responsible one pulling the trigger or doing the illegal indoctrinating. Oh, and folks, it's a lot bigger pie than that. If I had more time, I could go into it. But we're going to get into a little of this, and I'm going to continuously point my finger at the responsible party. And in the process of that, you're going to understand perfectly as to the point that I'm making right now. If you want to call in at any time, that number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. If you want to check us out online, please do. sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page, 10 to 15 articles on sonsoflibertymedia.com concerning those that are actually in the culture war. We'll touch on that, Lord willing, as well. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well, top left side of the page. And one more time, if you want to call in at any time, please do. That number is 1-281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this break. Hello, WPNN 790 AM and 103.7 FM. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Just a quick heads up and invitation. We are coming back to Pensacola to face off with them that didn't want you to hear what it is that they have failed to preach. We're going to be at Sonny's Barbecue, 630 North Navy Boulevard in Pensacola, Florida, Friday, April 25th at 6 p.m., and we hope to see you there.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble. Our churches, our families, we need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends. As you are to be the compeers of angels, nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints.
BBSradio.com.
Welcome back again, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Just want to let you know, folks, we have some events. They filled up real quick, and I knew that they would. As a matter of fact, we're working on another one right now. But we have some events up in Florida next month. It'll be in Pensacola as well as Daytona. I'll be doing some stuff up there with Alex Newman and friends. Also, we just picked up another date yesterday in Minneapolis. We're not given that location yet because there's people that mean to sabotage these events. Also have a Sons of Liberty conference at Grace Community Church. That will be in Ormond Beach, Florida, as well. And then also Minnesota State Fair is coming up in August through September. So if you'd like to volunteer, that'd be fantastic. If you want to book us, now's the time to do so. 1-866-233-0747. Some people will say, well, why are you doing them there? Because a lot of the people that will go to these certain locations, like these restaurants that have 200 seats available, because they wouldn't otherwise go listen to a message like this. And it really truly reminds me of Hebrews 13:13, where we're to go outside of the camp and bear the reproach. Folks, we already see who's rejecting the message, the politicians and the Pharisees. in the American church. And so therefore, when we're ostracized by them, the Lord directs us to the people that he would have us go to. He said to go out into the highways, into the byways, and in the process of doing so, there's not a better place to go than the places that we're going right now. I'm pushing right now for a date as well in Johnstown, Colorado, and I've been in talks with the owner over there. We've done events over there before, actually did one, and it was packed, and it was fantastic, friends. Again, we're reaching a people who otherwise would not be reached. And they're coming, and that's really, if you look in Scripture, friends, you're going to see Jesus wasn't, you know, chasing people down. They were following him, and people hear the message. They're going to come to him, and guess what they're going to get? They're going to get exactly what they came for on so many different fronts. I want to show you something really quick, because one of the things that we have noticed over the last 20 years in this country are how the sodomites, the lesbians, homosexuals, so on and so forth, that which the Lord renders an abomination, Leviticus 18:22, Deuteronomy 22, verse 5, Jude 1, 7, and Romans 1, 26, not in that order, but check them out because it's applicable to what I'm talking about here. You're dealing with the people that are at war with God, and now what's happening is they're actually playing the victim while they're attacking. Again, as I've said before, they don't have the spirit. They don't have the shield, friends. They have the spear and they're attacking. Well, just recently we have noticed that some people that are of a different color, because the white people are on the color scale too. So when you hear colored people, you got to ask the question, well, what color are you talking about? Are you talking about black, white, brown, yellow? What color are we talking about, right? Because I want to remind everybody that this is all set up to divide the people. And these are the kind of useful idiots that set the stage for such activities, but not when they get caught. Not when they get caught, and you're going to see exactly what I'm talking about in just a moment here. What I was just saying about the sodomites is over the last 20 years, we have seen them people play the victims, set themselves up, call the cops in hopes of blaming others for the crimes that they are guilty of committing. You guys all have seen this. We do a whole show on this. Well, if you go over to Deuteronomy 19:19, it says that you shall do unto them as they had thought to have done unto his brother, so shalt thou put the evil from among you. Okay? You're to put the evil from among them. Now, what I see happening here concerning what I'm going to highlight is a woman that happens to be black that just happened. Her name is, she's an Allentown, Pennsylvania employee, Latarsha Brown, charged after placing a noose at her own desk to stage a hate crime. Folks, this is what that Juicy Smollett did, it was interesting how they just slapped his hand after he got busted. If that would have been any other way, or in reverse, friends, a white on black, I'll tell you what, the mainstream media would have used that, because the mainstream media, the useful idiots and those that are dictating these slaves in the mainstream media that are not journalists, but they're merely useful idiots, as Vladimir Lenin rightly called them, they're just there to continuously create division, which Jesus warned us of in Matthew 3:25. But not only that, folks, you got to understand the bad guys are doing their best to create domestic insurrection. And that's what they're doing, because if they can create the chaos, they can bring in more change. If they can create the chaos, the people will cry out and say, we need more police on the streets. We need a police state. At that point, you fell right into their hands. Americans, wake up. Check this out. This is pretty crazy stuff. It really is. But this just happened recently.
This press conference is to provide an update regarding the noose investigation. I want to take a moment to thank the following agencies who assisted in this case: Lehigh County District Attorney's Office, the Pennsylvania State Police Crime Lab, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The Allentown Police Department conducted a thorough investigation, including interviews of persons, analysis of evidence, and consultation with the District Attorney's Office of Lehigh County. As a result of the subsequent investigation, Latarsha Brown was charged with tampering with or fabricating physical evidence, a misdemeanor of the second degree, and false reports to law enforcement, a misdemeanor of the third degree. As in every criminal case, the fact that a warrant has been issued or a complaint has been filed is merely an accusation. The defendant is presumed innocent until and unless proven guilty in a court of law. I'm now going to ask Captain Milkovich to provide a summation.
Okay, so you guys are getting the point, folks. There's these useful idiots that are doing their best to stir it up concerning the orders that they're receiving from the powers that the American people tolerate. At the beginning of the show, I played a video concerning how the people think for some reason or another. And I don't get me wrong when I'm saying this, because I mean exactly what I'm saying. But I played a video called We Are Under the Control of the Globalist. Now, I know a lot of people think that, but I just got one question for you. Who told you that? Who told you that? The only people that they control and the only people that they dictate, friends, are those that are submitted to them, period. Not to those that stand up. And again, I'm just putting a little salt on your tongue right now, because we're going to dovetail this at the end of the show concerning the points that I'm making across the boards as to what's taking place in your country today. Okay, so let's go over here. I want to show you this. These are a bunch of illegals in the United States of America. And again, I want to highlight this because we didn't get to all of it yesterday. But I want you to see what's happening here in the United States. They're sitting back, folks, and they're burning your American flag. You got to see what's happening, folks. They're burning the American flag because they're, I guess they're supposed to be being deported, but we're not seeing that happen yet, folks. Who's behind all of this? Hey, folks, who's behind all of this? That's all you have to do, is ask yourself, who is behind all of these said protests that are created? You know, here, let me just take it a step further. Who's behind all of it when you find out that there's paid provocateurs involved? Let me think for a minute, Brad. I'm not quite sure about that one. Someone's paying them, but I'm still not putting two and two together. I'm being a little facetious, friends, but it's absolutely ridiculous that the people can't put two and two together concerning what in fact is happening in this country today and who's responsible for it. Just like I highlighted at the beginning of the show concerning the AK-47, you're getting all this information, but you just can't put it together as to who's responsible for the crimes. No, they want all eyes off the person pulling the trigger, friends. They just want to go ahead and they want to meet their objective, and they want to get rid of whatever stands in their way concerning their political opposition. Nothing more, nothing less. Now, let me piggyback it with this. I want to play this because I only played part of it yesterday, and it's a young lady at a said CPAC meeting, and she's talking about what's happening across the world right now. Many countries right now are being completely outnumbered by the illegals that have been allured into their prospective countries by their said representatives. Case in point, has anybody noticed this? I got to add this. This is a branch to the point that I'm making right now because I got a hard break coming up on me. Did you guys know that the said president of France, Macron, did you know that his wife is a man? I mean, folks, is this crazy? Just like Barack's? I didn't say it. I mean, look, how many times did Barack Hussein Obama call Michelle Obama Michael publicly? How many times? Was it and is it not true that when Michael left office, she wrote a book that nobody bought called Coming Out? Isn't it interesting that Joan Rivers called her out, that everybody knew that it was a man dressed as a woman concerning Michelle Obama? So don't sit there and tell me about how this isn't happening, because it's happening across the board. Many of your said representatives in the United States have married men that you think are women. Not a joke. Not a joke. It's happening right in front of you. I'm going to come right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of two decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
The annual Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Conference is set for April 4 and 5 in Wausau, Wisconsin. Our theme this year is Revival and Reverence, Returning to God. with some great speakers, including the courageous Pastor Art Pawlowski from Canada, Dr. Ted Brower, Matt Truella, Scott Shera, Pastor Butch Paw, and more. Learn more and get your tickets today at WisconsinChristianNews.com. This is sure to be the highlight of your year.
It's called sowing a thought. Sow a thought and reap an act. Sow an act and reap a habit. Sow a habit and reap a character. Sow a character and reap a destiny. Remember, friends, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6, 7, and 8. Charles Spurgeon rightly stated that no man is perfectly clean till he accepts absolute purity as the standard by which he is to be judged. Interestingly enough, we find in Acts 17:31, it states, because he has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man, Christ Jesus, whom he hath foreordained. Wherefore he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead. Benjamin Rush was right when he stated, controversy is only dreaded by the advocates of error. Don't ever forget.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action.
AI Power Chat is the new way to internet
and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Bob the Plumber from IMTV. We've been working with Bradley Dean, done several shows with him, and I really love Bradley. What I love most about him is his knowledge of Scripture. I even asked him a question live on the air one time that would have embarrassed 99% of all people. Bradley knew immediately the answer.
BBSradio.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just got to back up everything I'm saying here, folks, on the radio, because those that don't like the truth that makes men free, John 8:32, seems to be something that they like to continuously aim at me as saying or putting in my mouth things that I didn't say. So let's go over to Joan Rivers really quick, just so you can hear for yourself as to what I was just talking about. I had a friend, as a matter of fact, he was a drummer friend. And when I had told him what is being said about Michelle as being Michael, he said, Bradley, that's just going too far. Nope, it's not. Again, you don't think that they're capable of doing it, but you don't realize that these people live different lives than me and you do. They do the things that they would want you to believe that you never think that they'd be guilty of. Let's listen to Joan. Let's listen to what
How
she
are
has.
You? You made a ton of news officiating the wedding in New York yesterday. Is this like a new cottage career move for you?
I am so excited. Okay. And I should do very well because I don't charge.
And do you think that the country will see the United States will see the first gay president or the first woman president?
We already have it with Obama, so let's just calm down.
Got it.
No, Michelle is a trans.
I'm sorry, she's a what?
A transgender. We all know.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so everybody knows that except the American people. Why? Again, because they believe that they would never be responsible for such crimes as that. I mean, if you consider where Obama came out of, which was absolutely nowhere, and just promoted to the highest seat in your said government, and then to see him turn on you instantaneously, I guess if you can't see that for what it is, then I'm not sure that I can help you. Oh, and then I said Obama, criminal sodomite Obama, is the one that's called Michelle Michael. He's done this several times. And he did it most recently, and I'm saying that probably 2 years ago, he did it on film again. So there's several cases of him blurting the truth out in the confusion in which they walk, okay? And this is a reprobate to the max. This is an abomination. Listen carefully to what old Barack Hussein Obama had to say about his wife, he would have you believe.
Distinguished guests and men and women of the finest military in the world. And most of all, Admiral Mullen, Deborah, Michael and I also want to acknowledge,
I just want to make sure you heard what he said. He's done this several times. Michael and I. I mean, what's going on in this country right now is just absolutely amazing, to say the least. Speaking of which, how far has this gone? I think people have an understanding that judges can go ahead and do whatever they want to do. Like the American people believe that of their said representatives, that they have somehow some unforeseen right that someone gave to them. It wasn't delegated authority from we the people, who receive our rights from God in this limited representative government of ours. They just seem to have derived it and extracted it completely out of thin air. Okay? Folks, if they don't sit during good behavior, you impeach them and you prosecute them just like any other said representative sitting in any capacity of government, executive, judicial, and so on and so forth, folks. Okay? So we have to put this together and understand that they're accountable. In some states, the people have held their judges accountable, and they've actually removed them and prosecuted them. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but what's the typical response when you tell people that you can impeach them? Oh, that'll never happen. That'll never happen. Isn't that crazy? How far does it have to go before that happens? That's my question. How far does it have to go before that happens? Because, again, it's up to the American people. I want you to see this because, again, here's another unthinkable situation that's taking place concerning judges and what they're attempting to do here. I want to make clear you all understand. I seriously want you to all understand all of this said men dressed as women and getting their rights and so on and so forth. I want you to understand something, folks. By turning the other cheek and allowing this to happen, you are actually daring the justice of God. Because our laws in every state of our union condemn what I'm going to show you right now. And the said judges, okay, who are to simply discover the law and apply the law. Look at this. This is crazy.
Cordeleone, he's a biological male. He is currently serving a 55-year sentence in an all-male prison in Indiana for strangling his 11-month-old stepdaughter to death in 2001. Now, since he's been incarcerated, not only has he decided that he is now a man who identifies as a woman, as of 2020, by the way, he's also declared that he is Muslim. At one point, he sued the Indiana Department of Corrections.
Okay, did you just catch that? So this man who now thinks he's a woman, who's in prison for murdering his 11-year-old daughter, somehow, I think the said correctional institutions have left off the fact that when you commit the crime, you forfeit your right. Why? Because God didn't give you a right to do that. But again, if the people want to remain biblically and constitutionally illiterate, this is what they're going to get. We're not done yet with this.
Refusing his request to wear a full hijab in keeping with the Muslim dress code for women outside of his cell. But now a Clinton-appointed judge has ruled that this guy...
See, as if to suggest a Clinton-appointed judge should surprise nobody. there the American people again are thinking that, well, they did what they wanted to do because they're a government unto themselves. Again, I'm here to tell you we're ruled by law, not by unconstitutional parties.
Who, again, let me emphasize here, is in prison for murdering a baby and is clearly mentally ill, is clearly not all there, must be given gender reassignment surgery at taxpayer expense, of course, quote, at the earliest opportunity. That's the kind of nonsense, that's the kind of activism from the federal bench that we are dealing with here. So this is,
but it couldn't be otherwise, friends, because if you look at Alina Kagan, you need to understand her whole job was to queerify Harvard. See, she paid her dues. She also attacked our military. And then it was up for her. By the way, your Senate approved her over the weekend, so nobody knew what was going on. But she's been attacking the system of government. She's a lesbian. And she, you know, those girls that want to look like boys, right? Aren't they testifying against themselves, as it tells us in Romans 1:24 to the end of the chapter? Absolutely. And again, for those that tolerate this, you better read Jude 1:7. I want to go on and I want to show you more as to what's going on. While all of this is going on, I want you to see this as well. This is Colorado State Rep Amy Pascal. She was spotted playing with her coloring book. No joke. No joke. For all of you folks in Colorado, listen carefully. Amy Pascal, she was spotted playing with a coloring game during a debate on gun control bills. You can see that she's also got stickers. So all of this, you need to understand. Here's another prime example. They're mentally ill people that are being appointed to these positions. This is what I was going to tell you a moment ago. You have to come to the realization, Americans, that you are being laughed at. You are being laughed at concerning those that are giving these orders. You are being laughed at. And if you want to laugh about it and you want to think that this is somehow or another some sort of joke, I want to let you know as well that that joke is on you. That joke is on you. Let me just move on, just highlighting. And if you look in Colorado, by the way, that was the state where the said representatives would not enforce the laws against those that are committing crimes against children. I showed you that. How could it be otherwise when you have a Jared Polis there as the governor, another appointed homosexual to the highest position in the state government to attack its own people? Again, this is happening because people aren't paying attention to history. I've reiterated that point 1,000 times. There's a reason that that is felonious activity. There's a reason that in every state of our union, this is a felony. What you are tolerating concerning those that are being appointed to the highest seat in government, namely in your states, these people are being appointed to do the very things that they're doing to you. Okay? I want to show you another one. Here, this lady right here, she is the governor from none other, another appointed governor from Oregon. And I want you to understand that she's also a sodomite. I'm sorry, she's a lesbian. Do forgive me, folks. I'm sorry, I got that one wrong. Her name is Tina Kotek. I want you to see who she's zeroing in on, and we're seeing more and more and more of this. Oregon governor just signed on to bill removing reading, writing, and math requirements for high school kids to help students of color. How many times have I said this? They're going to breed themselves if you keep allowing them to do the things that they're doing. This guy right here, his name is Tim Walz. He's also a sodomite. That's what he was doing in Nebraska. This is factual information. I've got the article, the paper article of Tim Walz doing and going on a dare by drinking horse semen. He had to get his stomach pumped. This is not a joke. It's absolutely who he is. This man, if you want to call him that, has been attacking the people in the state of Minnesota for the last 6 years. And he's been tolerated by the best that we have in this state. that sit back and somehow put a half smirk on their face, acting as if this is just going to go nowhere if the people want to actually drop the articles of impeachment and hold him accountable for his treasonous crimes against the people in the state. No, folks, that's out of sight and out of mind. Just like when I was talking about the AK-47. Get your eyes focused on everybody and everything except the person that pulled the trigger. And this is one of those, as the ones that I just highlighted a moment ago, that are responsible for pulling the trigger. This guy right here, you need to look at him. In Minnesota high school, rankings have fallen from 6th place to 19th under his criminal tutelage. Just wanted to let you know. Be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today. Hello, WPNN 790 AM and 103.7 FM. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Just a quick heads up and invitation. We are coming back to Pensacola to face off with them that didn't want you to hear what it is that they have failed to preach. We're going to be at Sonny's Barbecue, 630 North Navy Boulevard in Pensacola, Florida, Friday, April 25th at 6 p.m., and we hope to see you there. Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends, as you are to be the compeers of angels, nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints. I'm going to get to this right away. You know how I showed you at the beginning of the show today? All this best of... Hang on. All the specs concerning the AK-47? Isn't that exactly what you're doing? You're always taught to oversee what matters the most. Who's the one pulling the trigger? And when it comes to this case in point and scenario, this is a prime example of what I'm talking about. This is, he's a sodomite. He's also committed the act of treason against the American people. He's responsible for the murder of many people in the state of Minnesota. Don't sit there and play the fool by saying that the people voted him in, because they didn't vote him in. There's massive voter fraud going on in this country. I don't care what the state-run media has to say to you. I have files of those that have been arrested in the thousands concerning those that are responsible for committing the act of voter fraud. Okay? So the people didn't vote him in. These people are being planted, and what are they doing? Are you suggesting to me, some of you people that believe that he's actually been voted in by the people, are you suggesting to me that people wanted more of this? Are you suggesting to me that people wanted more illegals to be allured in by the act of these treasonous said governors across the United States of America? No. Who in their right mind would even say something that foolish? I don't know where you people have been, but to suggest that people are voting them in, we're way beyond that. It doesn't matter who does the voting. It matters who does the counting, said Joseph Stalin. And it's exactly what's going on. And until, again, the people awaken to the facts, this isn't going to change. But let's go back to old Tim Walz. This is the guy that was sitting there with a little boy dressed as a girl, signing onto what he called legislation with a lieutenant governor. I think it's a woman that had a T-shirt on with a big knife, a threat to anybody that would stand against a little boy or a little girl that wants to be the opposite sex. No joke. Can anybody answer the question? Where did they get the right to do that? To transgress our laws? They never did. And I told you that they wouldn't stop there, and they haven't. Oh, and just wait, they're going to get to bestiality. As a matter of fact, my friend that's a sheriff told me they're already on bestiality. Rest assured, that's what this is coming to. But this says right here, since the amazing school teacher became governor in 2019, they're being facetious, Minnesota school rankings have fallen from sixth place nationally to the 19th. In other words, less than half of our graduates are now proficient in math and reading skills. Okay, who's doing that? They got money for everything that's unlawful, but they don't have money to uphold the law and do what they're supposed to be doing with those allocated funds that are coming from the tax coffers that the people pay into, right? Okay, I'm not done with this guy. This is just a prime example of what's going on in this country. Remember how I just told you that these people are backwards? And they absolutely are. Here's another one for you. This is Breitbart. Details revealed inside the CCP's United Front work in Minnesota. You do know that there is Chinese police forces throughout the United States, right? Complete, folks, I don't even need to say anything. Who's empowering them? Your governors are. Your federal government is taking your money and dictating what the governors are supposed to do with that money. See, so much for the 10th Amendment. You can go back to 1913 to understand what happened there, okay? I want to show you something else concerning this individual here. I'm not highlighting all the specifics concerning the AK-47 here. I'm showing you who's pulling the trigger here, okay? Again, this is what the media doesn't want you looking at. Walz DOC, and listen to this. This is a said governor. DOC investigates potential data breach that exposed admins' efforts to provide women's undergarments to male inmates. Okay, in the process, the American people are not overseeing that. They're not taking no responsibility in holding these people accountable. They're giving themselves over to the judgment. They're subjecting themselves to these merciless ones. Hey, folks, mercy to the wicked is cruel to the innocent, and you're doing it to yourself. But I want you to understand something. This is also the said governor in the state of Minnesota, as they call him, who is not voted in by the people. That's also the one that's responsible for making sure that the boys' bathrooms had tampons in them. This is all a reflection of the American people. 281-845-4704. I want to come back with Curtis from South Carolina. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, how's it going, sir? Yeah, I heard you yesterday talking about DHS, how they have a list of terrorists, Christian conservatives, etc.
Yep.
That was, I was very impressed with your knowledge of that. Of course, as you know, we're all supposed to check our everything out ourselves, but I think you're a reputable man, and just seeing how things have been progressing with the swamp in D.C., it's not beyond them. You know, the whole modern U.S. immigration is vastly different from the original model of immigration. I learned from David Barton, who's a historian.
Yep, know him. Had him on the show, yep.
The original conditions for immigrants to come into the nation were three main things for the feds to be concerned with, and those were that there'd be no criminal record, the person have someone to vouch for their moral character, and that the person not be a burden on the nation for 5 years, which means they have to go to work.
Yep.
Right now, people are being let in. Like you said, they're being, how did you put it? You said...
Allured,
exactly, yes.
Yep.
So they're being allured intentionally. I think your mindset is that they're trying to do what's going on in Europe, where the Muslim population is taking over the Christian population,
yep,
white population, and to demoralize the nation. But I think there's another, see what you think about this. I think there's another motive, and that is to enslave and oppress we the people. Because when those people come in outside a port of entry, they either have to take free money offered to them, which is stolen from we the people,
yep,
or they have to work illegally unless they go through all the hoops to get a license to work. And so many, I don't know what the number is, but I'm going to say it's a majority of them end up going to work illegally, and that puts them in a position where they can be exploited. So now that their wages are driven down, American wages have to compete with that. So it's oppressing everyone altogether. That's what I think is a big part of the modern U.S. immigration.
Well, Curtis, let me say it this way. This is exactly why I continuously make reference to Leviticus 26, 15 to 46, and Deuteronomy 28, 15 to 68. Is because what you're going to find right there is in Deuteronomy 28:43, the Lord said that he is going to make them the head and us the tail. And that's a sign of judgment concerning those that refuse to keep his law, his commandments, his statutes, and judgments. Just like this young lady, and I'm going to play it for you in just a moment here, but she said this is going to be the first time in history that we have ever just basically given way to those that mean to conquer us. And when she's talking about, and when I was talking about yesterday concerning those that are overpopulating white populations there, it's interesting to note that these are the Muslims that are being used to come in to basically conquer those countries. Just ask them. They'll tell you. As a matter of fact, if you don't mind, Curtis, I totally appreciate the phone call. I want you to see this, friends. I got about 3 minutes left, and I want you to hear as much of this as you possibly can. And I'm going to play it out to the end of the show here. Listen to this.
At the hand of an immigrant, we might shake our head. We might let out a sigh. We might even get angry for a minute or two, and then we go on with our lives.
Listen carefully.
We offer the family thoughts and prayers, but nothing ever changes. If we don't start to seriously fight for our continent, for our religion, for our people, our countries, then this time that we live in will go down in history as the time in which Western nations no longer had to get invaded by hostile armies in order to be conquered. This time will then go down in history as the period in which the invader was actively invited in by a corrupt elite. They made the native population pay for it too.
Listen
the native white Christian European population is being replaced at an ever accelerating rate. Amsterdam currently consists of 56% migrants. The Hague, 58%. Migrants.
They're overpopulating
Rotterdam,
the natives.
Almost 60% migrants.
It's going to happen
and
here too,
course,
folks.
Of course, most of these immigrants
get
come
what's
from
going
non-Christian,
on.
Non-Western, African and Middle Eastern countries. Conclusion. The Dutch population is already outnumbered in the majority of our cities. London, 54% migrants.
You listen,
conclusion.
Listening, folks?
Native population outnumbered.
It's not a joke.
Brussels.
Better pay attention to the warnings that the Lord gives. He's faithful to give them.
Migrants.
We just have to take heed to
conclusion,
them.
Conclusion, native population.
Radio Phil, love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See you.
And other Europeans will, of course, follow suit soon if they haven't already. So I'm going to draw the forbidden conclusion here. The great replacement theory is no longer a theory. It's reality. And what's interesting about replacement is that the establishment will either deny its existence, or when they admit to it, they say that it's a good thing that the native European population is soon no longer a majority on its own continent. By now, I think we all know what they mean with the word diversity. It means less white people, less of you. So what in the world is wrong with our leaders? The underlying sentiment of what they say is always the same. Our establishment claims that white people are evil and that our history is somehow fundamentally different from that of others. Consciously or unconsciously, they have sucked up the lies and the anti-white dogmas of the neo-Marxist critical race theory. When another white boy or a white girl dies
so you guys get what's going on
at the hands of an immigrant.
Here, and I wanted you to get that whole thing in there concerning the gist of that message there. But folks, I think this is one of the most important things that we can do to wake people up right now. As I just told Curtis in South Carolina, hey, the Lord is faithful to warn. You know, I just telling my son this, as a matter of fact, the other day. I said, I know the Lord to be a back watcher. He is very much that. And if you look at, as a matter of fact, let me give it to you this way, straight from the lips of our Lord and Savior. His name is Jesus Christ. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He said in Luke 13:34, he said, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee. How often I would have gathered thy children together as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, but you would not. Friends, you need to understand the Lord was telling them, I'm warning you of what's coming if you don't know who's in front of you right now. You need to also understand that the Lord is very faithful, especially through those that are faithful to the words that operate in the prophetic to warn you concerning what is coming. There's not a better topic than to share with the American people as to what's going on. And going back to the AK-47 and dovetailing, I had more, but I'm just going to kill it with this. You need to understand who's pulling these people in to dominate your countries. It's the Lord that is above all. He has control of all men. They are all used for his purposes, either under the judgment or under the blessing. There is no between. When you can put your feet on that, as the Bible says, because I constantly go back to the prophets, it says that when you establish yourself on the prophets and you believe what they say, the Bible says that you will be established. What did the prophets do? They continuously warned us not to offend God in failure or to submit to him in doing what it is that he commanded us. And I'm not just talking about the Old Testament. I'm talking about the New Testament as well. And I think of Agabus in the book of Acts. Look at the message the prophets gave. And I'm getting a little ahead of myself here, but I think it's important, too, that people understand what you're going to hear from the false prophets today with their smile on their face as they're begging for more money from you. You need to understand that they're always saying that, you know, the gift of prophecy is for edification and not destruction. Absolutely. Absolutely. But edify in what? Not in the flesh, not in the will of man, but what? In departing from the things that offend God by repenting from our sins that have violated his moral law and mortifying the deeds of our flesh, and what? Growing up in grace in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, not unto the things of the flesh. Folks, I want to tell you where you've been ripped off when it comes to the church. And the people have allowed it to happen because they're biblically illiterate. And it happens in government all day long as well. You need to understand that you've undone yourself because you think that somehow or another that the Lord has come to give a prophet to sit there and tell the world that everything is okay. That is not what he's doing. That is not, especially in the times that we're in today. They want to talk about edifying and edifying this, that, and the other thing. Hey, you're edifying those that haven't repented. You edify them in the things of the Spirit of God, not in the flesh. They're not preaching out against the sins of the world, friends, especially in this country. Nope, they're sitting there with a big smile on their face, using the gift of God backwards for the very purposes that the Holy Ghost means to use them. But here's the good news. Is the Holy Ghost straightened? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. He is not straightened, nor will he ever be straightened. In other words, does he and will he have his way? Absolutely he will, in the spite of men. He will always always have his way. If you cannot see the judgments falling down upon the people and how the people in this country have invited the stuff that I have highlighted today, friends, and they want to leave off the commandments and the statutes and judgments of the Lord, they're doing it to themselves. They're doing it to themselves. Again, there is no nice way to say it, but let me tell you this. It is love that says it. We'll talk to you in 23. Love you by what we do.